of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind.
Welcome back to Esko's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Matt Miller. Jane surprised us with that song because can you guess who is back in the news? Although maybe it's not a big enough story as it should be. But the number one beer lover himself.
Supreme Court Justice.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, that's the man.
So I saw this yesterday and I don't even know where I want to go with it because it's, I mean, I don't know if it's as depressing as child brides, but it's up there. 4,500 tips about Kavanaugh's sexual assault were punted to the Trump White House. So during yesterday during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted to Senator Sheldon Whitehouse that the Bureau's 2018 investigation into sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh was a sham, that they sent all relevant tips to Donald Trump's White House, and from there the Trump team got to decide whom the FBI would interview as part of the investigation, and most of those 4,500 tips just went nowhere. It feels like this should be a bigger deal, right? I don't know. Like, how are there not consequences to this? How is it? It's 45. Does that mean like 4,500 different people? I don't even know if I know 4,500 different people. And I've lived a lot of places.
Well, and I think a lot of these were schoolmates, you know, and high school classmates and
college.
Things like that. I saw some of that testimony from Christopher Wray yesterday, and it surprised me because I did not realize this, that from what Ray said, this is standard procedure that the FBI gets these tips and then turns it over to the White House, and the White House determines which tips will be followed, I guess, or who will be investigated. And he said that that's standard throughout all administrations.
Which seems like insane logic on some level, because like they are the ones who put this man up for nomination. They have skin in the game. Why would you take their tips to them? Why would you take all of this stuff being like, hey, that guy you nominated,
not a great guy.
And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, no, it'd be great if we just shuffled these under the rug. It's just, and I don't know if there was this attitude of, you know, we don't want to seem political, so we're not going to get involved. We're not going to get overtly involved here. That I don't know if that's, you know, coming off the heels of, you know, the Hillary emails stuff and the James Foley,
James Foley. God, he's been out.
Comey. James Foley is a wonderful man. I would not defame him like James Comey. But like, I don't know if there was like this vibe of like, oh, we got too political for that one moment there and got a little too into the weeds of politics and maybe messed with the timeline. So now we're going to like, oh, there's a Supreme Court nominee that might have, you know, done gross, terrible things. We'll punt that. Someone else can make decisions here on that. We're not going to be seen as political. And it kind of feels like the DOJ right now with the Trump January 6th stuff where it's like, we don't want to make a decision that seems too political right now. Well, it's like, well, not making a decision is political.
Yeah.
Not doing something is a political choice. So what are we doing here? It's profoundly disappointing.
Well, my brain immediately went to the Larry Nassar investigation, or lack thereof, of the FBI agents who like failed to basically even open an investigation about Larry Nassar, despite like back in, I don't know, whatever it was, 2015, like how many accounts of sexual assault female gymnasts were giving and just bungled, just like not taken seriously at all. And so I don't know, like it just feels, when you hear stories like this, and there just feels like, well, he's there now. He being Brett Kavanaugh. So it's like, there's no like recourse to be like, well, like, whoops, our bad.
It feels bad that one of our branches of government, arguably right now, the most powerful, because lifetime appointment, never gets to leave, doesn't seem like, it seems like they're leveling the checks and balances right now. It seems bad that many of those people are on the bench that we really want to be like, we got to rewind some things here. Like, it feels like we really got to reassess, you know, what is happening with the Supreme Court. That, oh no, like, people don't say that Alito comes out every week now or every month and he's like, oh, people don't believe in the Supreme Court, and I can't fathom why that's happening these days. How could this be happening to the wonderful Supreme Court? Anyways, me and Judge Bud Light over here are gonna go hang out and strip rights from people, and no, you cannot complain to us about it, you're not allowed. We are allowed to do whatever we want and eat wherever we want. You can't bother us. And we're here forever. Too bad.
We're tortoises. Seems like, we live seems for like 200 years.
I imagine explaining the system to another country and being like, this is great what we've got, right? Best system in the world. No notes, right?
No notes. And I don't know enough about how the different branches of government, like, I do know the amount of like proportional representation versus winner take all, like, that sounds like a good thing, versus, oh, you got two more votes, that, you know, like some of the crazy stuff that we do here is certainly like, there has to be. I was listening to, do you have thoughts, and this is kind of a curveball, but do you have thoughts on this new third party being formed by the Forward Party? Because I was listening.
I'd be fine with it if it wasn't Yang. Like,
you're not part of the Yang gang?
No, I'm not. He's an empty vacuum. He is an utter void of ideas. He's useless. And I would love, honestly, I think a third party would be a great idea, but I don't want a third party run by opportunists who are just creating this party, because
aren't the two parties we have right now basically run by opportunists?
Yes. So and sweet, adorable, idealistic Matt is like, I want a non-opportunistic party to hop in.
I want people who like ascertain power just because of being a good person.
Yeah. Where's the good people party? Where's that party?
Where's everyone who's just like really motivated by being a good person and doing the right thing and not money, power, and influence?
Yeah, and I guess the idea of me being like, I want a third party, but this party run by a, you know, vacant billionaire guy who just wants to buy his way into political power, like, well, who isn't? But I just don't trust what they're doing.
Like, who has the means and the power, and like, who would you follow into a third party?
I don't know if I'd follow myself.
The Rock?
No,
Mark
no
Cuban?
More. Who I would follow, and this is going to sound like a complete crazy thing, but like, I would follow a politician into a third party. I am so tired of billionaires and celebrities trying to like buy their way into, like, no, I want people who work in politics, who understand how things and systems work. Like, I want community organizers. I would follow a party of community organizers and people who understand politics into their party. I don't want these people who just have a lot of money and would like the people who are in charge to make things so that they get more money, which is what Yang wants to, like, this idea of, like, their whole party's motto is just, we're not those guys. And that's a really bad party. I'm sorry. Like, that's not a great policy to run on. That's not policy. That's just, what if we didn't have to deal with other people? I'm just, politics, man, it's bad, is my take.
Well, I would say this, take Yang out of it. From what I know so far, the two things that I feel like I do like are the fact that they're very adamant that they're not trying to run anyone in 2024 for the presidential race,
which is great,
right? Like, that is not their goal, And more choice. So like the Working Families Party, they're trying to get people to run for the, you know, there's some 500,000 elected officials in the United States at any given point. When you think about school districts and or like school boards and mayors and city council and like and assemblies and state senate, and there's so many races that people run unopposed, right?
Yeah.
Because we're now in this situation where things are, especially think look at Wisconsin. I think there are 26 assembly races that there's no that are running unopposed between. I think there's 16 Republican seats that no Democrats running in, like
we're leaving.
10.
Yeah,
like, and so like
we're
people just don't run because they're like, what's the point of
running?
Country
abandoned. We're leaving a ton of the country abandoned.
And so you know, so the what they say their focus is being on these smaller local races and trying to actually build a more moderate solution in these places where it's very gerrymandered and still giving another option without the mm-hmm. like. Oh, I'm a Republican, and as soon as I hear Democrat, I go, oh, and like vice versa for Democrats thinking about Republicans. And the other thing that I am really in favor of, which is a core tenet of like the very few policy platforms that they have at all, which the ones that they do have is like ranked choice voting and like mm-hmm. open primaries and stuff. Because like the more I have learned about politics over the last five-ish years since I've gotten really involved and cared more, is that the partisan primary system really feels like part of the problem. And
yes.
like if we just watch the race to the bottom, it feels like we're watching in the governor's primary in Wisconsin right now of who can say the most crazy conservative I don't care about, you know, like whoever can say the most crazy thing. And we've watched every day there's some new different stance that Michaels has on what he probably thinks versus what he thinks he has to say in order to win the primary. So that kind of gives me hope. But yeah, I hear more people in general rolling their eyes about it. But like, it's a
they picked a bad bad front man. They picked the absolute worst person possible. And like, listen, I don't hate all of Yang's ideas. I like him more than most people who run for president, but not him. Like, it's just I don't buy it from him right now. But I don't know.
All right, when we come back, I got a new game. Onion or not the onion? Think about it. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Chris and Brian. We'll be right back.
I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer. I like beer.
You haven't asked for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one.
Hanging out?